And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. And they sent before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another. Ye shall say, Thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we and also our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. But if the priest's daughter be a widow, or divorced, and have no child, and is returned unto her father's house as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat, but there shall no stranger eat thereof. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord, and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, these are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth in her father's house. And he said unto Jether his firstborn, Up, and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared because he was yet a youth. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he, a man of war from his youth. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants. For I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night. And that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Upon my right hand rise the youth, they push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. For from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame, Selah, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power and the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. A Song of Degrees. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thus shall they be unto thee, with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants, from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter, none shall save thee. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel, wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, My father, thou art the guide of my youth? For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidst, I will not hear. Thus hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith the Lord. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted, for from my youth up, even till now, have I not eaten of that which dieth of itself, or is torn in pieces. Neither came there abominable flesh into my mouth. And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare, and wast polluted in thy blood. Because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast fretted me in all these things. Behold, therefore, I also will recompense thy way upon thine head, saith the Lord God. And thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thine abominations. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. And they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breasts pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. Neither left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and poured their whoredom upon her. Yet she multiplied her whoredoms, in calling to remembrance the days of her youth, wherein she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt. Thus thou callest to remembrance the lewdness of thy youth, in bruising thy teats by the Egyptians for the paps of thy youth. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am an husbandman, for man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. Yet ye say, Wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit. And wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity.